So, what do you consider as an art?
Well, as a photographer and a musician, I consider this as a form of art, music and photography. But I also appreciate still arts like, paintings, crafts, sculptures, a lot of things. What about you?
Well, anything that is done with the purpose of expressing emotion or with the purpose of relaying something to the one looking at it is considered an art for me. For example, I think that music and dancing are forms of art because they would convey the emotion to the listener or to the watcher. What about you?
Yeah, that is really true. Like, art is always a form of self-expression.
Yeah, there's an issue though about art that it tends to get I don't know, people tend to think that art is really expensive. Like, I don't know, they are looking at those are they are more focused on looking at the paintings, I guess, where you should spend tons of money if you want one. But what can you say about that? Does art really have to be expensive?
I totally disagree with that. Like, well, we have this great artist, those you call who make expensive paintings. Like, they are people who we look up to. Like, our history books knows about them. But that doesn't mean that art should be only made by these kind of people. That it has to be expensive, that it has to meet a certain price. Like, art is everywhere. Art should never have a price on it if it really is an art.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, you could consider a child's drawing as an art because that in within that drawing is the child's imagination. You can see how the child perceives the world through the drawing. And I mean, you don't have to pay for it in order to be able to look at it, right?
I totally agree with you. So, you talked about a child drawing. Are you into sketching or like painting? What kind of art do you actually do?
Well, I recently got into drawing, sketching, painting. I usually like using watercolor because I think that at this point in time, it would be easier for me to adapt to it from shifting from being or shifting rather from drawing to watercolor is easier rather than shifting from drawing to an oil-based painting, I guess. How about you? What kind of art do you do?
Well, as I've mentioned, I do photography and music. So when you mentioned about oils and sketching, I have this like question mark face because I don't really know what you are talking about, but you seem to be very passionate about it, and that's admirable.
Yeah, it's something that I find that I could do to express myself. If something upsets me, or if something, or if a thought or an event comes to mind, I feel that I could, I don't need to tell other people, especially if it is, upsetting, that I don't need to tell other people about it, but I can show the story through my art. And I think, but you do love dancing, don't you?
I actually doesn't like dancing, but I enjoy watching people who dances gracefully.
Yeah, I think, oh, I thought you enjoy dancing, because for me, like, it's something that, I don't know, people have this, I don't know, predisposition to think that for something to be considered as an art, for dancing to be considered as an art, for music to be considered as an art, you have to be very good at it. But I don't particularly agree to that, because if I see someone dancing, as long as they are enjoying themselves, they, even if they are not particularly good at it, I would think that it is an art.
Yeah, like, we know how to appreciate, like, what other people consider good art, but what is really a good art? Like, how can you say it's really good?
Yeah, I think anything is good, it can be, or anything can be considered as a good art if someone is able to appreciate it. Now, talking about, like, you mentioned photography, right? And I don't know, what will you say to people who think that photography is, you know, should not be considered as an art because it's simply pointing and clicking a camera?
Well, it is considered an art because you are showing the art that was made by nature. So it's not just making it, it's showing and appreciating the art that is already made.
Uh-huh, I agree. And I think that in photography, you have, well, there are certain angles, right? There are certain compositions that you have to put in a photo. It's not, you know, people have this idea that photography is just pointing and clicking a camera, when actually it has to be like having a different perspective, being able to capture that perspective and bring it out for other people to see,
and being creative in how you capture it. Like, it can only be a plain sight, but if you do the right job, you do the right work, you can show it in a different way.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, speaking of art, would you, like, I don't know, because you have a family, right? You have a daughter, and would you be opposed to her going to art school instead of going to, like, other professions?
Well, for me, anything that she is passionate about, like, she can always find art in anything that she want to do. Like, if she wants to be a doctor someday, she can be an artistic doctor. Like, how will she present her profession in a creative in a creative way? Like,
yeah, I get what you are trying to say. There is art in everything, so you would not be opposed to your daughter going to an art school, right?
Of course not. Like, I would enjoy it if she tells me that she wanna attend an art school someday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people say that artistic people are born, but I think you can also create an artistic person. Like, maybe she doesn't even know she likes art, but probably attending an art class would bring out the artist in him, or create an artist in him.
Yeah, I get what you are trying to say. But there's this thing though about, you know, speaking of art school and art students, there's this stereotype, I guess, where an art student is usually perceived as someone messy and someone, I don't know, who smokes weed and does not have a direction in life.
Which is actually a wrong impression. I've heard about that circulating impression that artists doesn't care how they look, which doesn't apply to all artists.
Yeah, I guess because I have read of artists who are very neat or very systematic in their way of doing things. Aside from that, I have also read of an article about an autistic child who also has a savant syndrome, so he's good at doing art. And I think people were bashing him because they say that his art is just like a product of his savant syndrome. What can you say about that?
Honestly, I don't know what to say about that. But this child doing some paintings, showing his imaginations, is an art. Because art shows the things that you imagine. As we were talking about, it's a form of self-expression. And if that child with a certain kind of disorder does that, well, it's his way of expressing himself.
Yeah, I agree. I think that some people just, I don't know, tend to bring other people down at things that they are not good at. So when they see someone who's good at painting, who's good at drawing, who's good at creating music, dancing, I think that the first things that they will see is the negative things. They tend to bring those people down because of insecurities, I guess. So in the art world, we have what we call art critics. Do you like tend to agree with what they say or their impressions of a certain art? Or do you prefer to have your own opinion about the art?
For me, anyone can be an art critic. Like, we are all entitled to our own opinions. However, I believe these art critics you're talking about are actually artists who put a certain level on these arts. Well, I don't know if I'll agree with what they're trying to say, but well, I just do respect their opinion.
Yeah, I think everyone is entitled to their own opinion when it comes to art, because as we have said, you can't really put art in a certain box, right?
You cannot put a certain label on things, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So now, a little bit off topic. Do you think that it's proper to call nude paintings art?
Well, yeah, at a certain point, because people actually think that it's, I don't know, offending to some, but I think that the art that is being displayed there is, you know, how they made it, how they created that painting, every stroke, every composition of a nude painting is art in itself.
Well, they always said that the body is an art. Like, we have certain measurements, we have certain curves, and I guess showing that in a form of art like painting is pretty impressive.
I agree. Actually, art is, especially nude art, is about how the person perceives it. It's kind of subjective because a person could see the art as just that, a nude picture, but someone could also see that and interpret the way that the body is positioned.
That is true. So since we're talking about our bodies, do you consider tattoos as a form of art?
Yeah, of course. I guess it's a form of self-expression on the part of the one having the tattoo and the tattoo artists themselves.
I agree with that. Like, they always tell me that don't get tattoos, those are just markings. But it's a form of self-expression. It's, well, we keep telling about this, but it is actually an art. It shows culture, it shows emotion, it shows, well, to put it short, it's a form of self-expression.
Yeah, I get what you are trying to say. I guess tattoos have a bad rep because it started out in prison, or it was popularized in prison. I'm not sure. I don't quote me on that, but I think that, you know, people, I have met a lot of people who have tattoos, and when I ask them about their tattoos, it's actually, there's a story behind it, and then you can see it in their skin. Like, they point at a certain object and they say that this represents my mom, or this represents an event that I went through, and it's like, it's a form of getting to know them, actually. I think that especially those professionals who have tattoos, like doctors, nurses, pilots, engineers, people would tend to avoid them because of their tattoos. But I think if people would just take their time to ask them about why they have those tattoos, I think it would be a good start of a conversation, really.
I agree with you. And just like paintings, drawings, sketches, it's just that you made your skin as your canvas.
Well, speaking of skin as a canvas, I guess, you know, tattoo artists have it tough because people have this notion that they would just be drawing that certain image on the skin. Like, why should they get paid for it? And what can you say about the notion that tattoo artists shouldn't have to get paid that high?
Well, like, have you seen a tattoo artist making a tattoo or performing it? It's very captivating. Like, how can they put a certain image under your skin? Like, they earned it.
Yeah, it's not easy, you know, having a living person as a canvas. Like, especially those who have low tolerance for pain, and then they would be moving a lot during the process. And it takes a certain level of skill to be able to put on a perfect image on someone who's moving.
I totally agree with that.
So would you consider getting a tattoo?
I actually am planning on traveling and getting a tattoo from that place.
Well, that's a good idea. It will serve as a memory of that place.
Exactly what I'm thinking about.
Well, speaking of traveling, would you also consider going to visit art museums when you travel?
Of course! Like, I want to go somewhere. I want to go to Spain and visit these churches, these buildings, those sculptures, the paintings. Because I feel like there's a lot to see in there.
Yeah, well, architecture in itself is a form of art. It's an expression of, you know, that era, right? Because usually you can see the way the people lived during that era through architecture.
Exactly. And I mentioned about Spain. Like, I really want to see Sagrada Familia. It's so pretty. From pictures, of course, because I haven't been there yet. But it's so delicately done. Like, there's a lot to see in there. There's a lot of effort. And it's just so captivating.
Yeah, from pictures, it looks magnificent. And you have to, like, I don't know, I want to go there too. to really appreciate the beauty of it.